paper, would a sack be cloth?
Most of the time, yeah, I would think of cloth.
If you get all your groceries.
I have heard paper sack, but I think you just normally think of a sack as being a croaker sack or some kind of cloth material.
Okay. If you get all your groceries together, when you go outside the supermarket, they put that in used bag for that,
yeah.
Or sack?
Bag. Used bag.
Okay. Then let me see. You mentioned croaker sack. Other names for that?
Are there other names for croaker sack? I think burlap would be a term that I picked up later, but I believe we always
always call it croaker sack. let me see. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
light bulb.
Okay. To carry the washing out, to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a.
Sort of a tub, I guess you call it. Okay, we carry it out in a wash tub.
Wash tub. Okay. Have you ever heard?
Wash tub would be what you used to wash it in too, but I think later it was used just more to put the wash in.
What about if it were a wicker thing with a couple handles?
Well, I think now I would like to call it a hamper if it were made of wicker. And we did have closed hampers, but they were always wicker. And I seem to have associated wicker and hamper.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't
mm-hmm.
made of wicker, I wouldn't have called it a hamper for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay. Now, when you use hamper, do you mean that in terms of a large open thing like so?
I think what you would put the clothes in, waiting for them to be washed.
Maybe you'd keep it in the bedroom or the bathroom or something like that.
It was waiting to be washed.
Okay. And what about a large open thing?
The large open basket or?
Yeah. You use basket for that?
I think so. Just basket.
Okay.
Right.
Let me see. The thing like a barrel, except smaller, that nails come in.
You might call it a keg.
Beer comes in it as well.
Yeah, and I think of it as a keg in connection with beer, especially.
If it's a wooden one, and it's got the wooden staves,
yeah.
And then to hold them in place, they've got
those hoops around them.
Yeah. And what you would put in the top of a bottle.
In the top of a bottle?
Yeah.
Cork.
Okay. And
I probably would call it a stopper for a while, but I call it.
Stopper?
Yeah.
Okay. A musical instrument the children play. Blow on their mouth.
Mouth organ.
Mouth organ. Did you ever call that anything else?
I've heard it called a harmonica, but I don't believe we ever called it a harmonica during my childhood.
Harp?
No, we never called it harp.
Okay.
I've heard of jew's harp as a type of.
Okay, now jew's harp is what?
Dwing, dwing, dwing type
okay.
of thing.
Okay. The thing you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. And if you were going to put a nail into a board, you'd say, I took the hammer and I what the nail?
I hit the nail.
Okay. Let me see. And on an old-fashioned wagon wheel, the center part is a.
Well, the center part is the hub.
Okay, and coming up from this, and then around.
The rim.
Okay. Suppose you were going along in maybe a country road, a dirt road somewhere, and there were a big log or tree across the road. You couldn't lift it or anything like that. You might say, to get it out of the way, we tied a rope to it and we, what?
Hauled it off.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Next frame, thing like this, that you use for cutting, you might